We choose the Russian color. Diane with the color. Very phenomenal zechus to be here, especially as we prepare for the Yom Neroyim. I want to begin with an incident, a discussion we had in my one of my shiurim today, Beis Yaakov. The 12th grade shiur. I began with a pasuk in Tehillim. With all my classes, I don't like to begin stam. The first day you start right away. We have to orient ourselves to what we're doing. Learning Hashem's Torah, we have to give ourselves a proper perspective before we begin. So I like to begin with the pasuk in Tehillim. In Perek Kuf Yutes, pasuk Samech Dalet. The pasuk says, Chas Tucha Hashem Malva Haaretz. The chesed Hashem fills the earth. Chukechel Amdeini. Chukechel Amdeini. Teach me your Torah. That's the pasuk. I wrote it on the board. I had the girls write it over. I'm going to translate it. Then I asked them, anybody have a kash on this pasuk? And a number of them got it. What's the hemshech? Chasra Hashem mola aretz. Your chesed Hashem fills the world. A beautiful statement. Chukecha lamdeini, teach me your Torah. Also a beautiful statement. But what are they doing in the same pasuk? So, is Mitzudas David's kasha. Mitzudas David says, Rotz Soloma, Mikol ha-chasodim, asei modi ha-chesed hazeh, from all of the chasodim that there are in the world, and the world is filled with chasodim. Asei imodi ha-chesed hazeh, do for me this chesed, Rebbeinu Shalom. Asher telamdeni Torah chukecha, teach me a Torah. That's the Hemshech. The Hemshech is Torah, Limud HaTorah is a chesed nifra from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a chesed nifra. So for one, that's the chesed I want more than anything else in the world. That's what I'm saying. Chastecha, Molar's chastecha Hashem. The whole world is filled with your chastecha. Oh, but this is the one I want. So then a student asked me a question. You have to be wary, you know. Sometimes they get in and yeah, very astute kasha. She says, very simple, what's the chesed? What's the chesed? What I'm saying it's a chesed niflet Rosh Hashem. What's the chesed? What's the chesed? I stopped. I had to think, what am I going to answer this girl? So Baruch Hashem, I had in mind something I probably saw in Yisrael Mishra Shalom. Probably. So I gave her an answer. And she was very satisfied with the answer. It was a very good answer. I'm going to read for you the this is name what I said. It could be from this very place that I took it. He said like this. Divadai royu lekolisha Yisrael. Me'ama kodesh. It's worth definitely for every Jewish person. Miteng hodo atzum. Believe all machshav to give him do atzuma in his heart, in his mind, mitzvus constantly. Rabbi Yisbarach Yisal, Hashem Yisbarach al shebo charbo ubora also bechelka ubgoro akolish. Hashem Yisbarach gave us that we should have our chelik in his chegoro akolish, the avdo to serve akolish bor. B'kiyam mitzvosot, the esek toroso hakdosha, in the kiyam of his mitzvahs, and in the esek haTorah. This is amazing. Shal yedezer that by way of this, yuchol lahasig ketzas gedulaso v'romamuso shel yotzreinu u'boreinu yisbarach v'yisaleh. Through the Tekiyam HaMitzvahs and through the Esek HaTorah, we get a teeny infinitesimal glimpse of the godless Romamus HaKadosh Baruch. Shezeh Hoysa Kavonas HaBorei Yisborach Yisalah. Vivrias ha'odom ba'olam hazeh. You hear this word? See, this is the kavanah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating a person in this world, lahakir gedulos of Romamusa shel yotzer u'bonu yisbar. That's the matara of Ribbono shel olam in this world. Like, HaKavanah, it's great. Know me. Know me. Have a relationship with me. Imakir me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Romanus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. To have a divekus, to be able to be dovek to the Ribbono Shel Olam in his incomprehensible godless. Isakatar. That's a chesed, no? And a phenomenal chesed. What else do you want? You want a nice house? I don't know. All the chasadim in the world. Chas Hashem, all the arets. It's all over the world. We have water. We have water. We have wheat. The cars, a lot of chassan we have, you know. To be makir the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam. To make a connection with Kav Yochel. To raise our sights, to raise our minds, to just open ourselves up to such an attachment. That's what I told her, basically. It's that connection, the dvekus of Hashem, which totally eclipses anything else. It pales in comparison. In this physical world. So therefore we see Rabosai, you saw Mishra said, this is the reason we're created. It behooves us, especially as we come to Yom Ha'Rayim, to work on our appreciation of the godless and luminous and emotional. And it's startling where this can take us in terms of tshuva. This working on Hashem's romus, Hashem's godless. Thank you so much. I'm going to say one of the ikrim atshuva, as it says in the Orach HaTzaddik, is phenomenal. I wouldn't say it, but it's here. The Shamir Tshuva also discussed the same idea. It's stupendous, really. What does he say? He said Ashlishi Ayogon. We know the tripod of tshuva is charata and vidui and azivas achet. And that works, and it's wonderful, and we should always be happy with ourselves. I think we have to. I want to start out by saying we're going to talk about yogon. There are lots of things. There are many ikrim of tshuva, but we should never feel down on ourselves, especially reflecting on Averas and this, what we did. And it's everything is up. Everything is positive. Everything is positive. Where can I go? Next step. So we're discussing Hashlama, a tshuva Hashlama. But if we achieve this, not so Hashlama, maybe. And I'm not so good on all of these Ikrim. Maybe not. I mean, I try. At least the tripod, I hope I have. But anything is so special in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we just put ourselves in the upward escalator. We're just going up, as long as we're going in the right direction. That's my point. We're talking about yogon. Now, what kind of yogon? So he says, Sheye yonach b'miriris alev. In order to achieve a shlemus of tshuva, miriris alev, such bitterness. Ki im adam hifsid dinar. If a person lost, let's say, a $10 bill. The hifsid dinar kosho, nobody likes to lose a $10 bill. Ibe osho. If he lost his whole bank account. Yis abel, the libo mar bekiri, yis abel, the person is in avelis. Imagine what happened. I think there was a story. You hear many, many stories by economic downturns, which are very severe economic downturns. You have people who are very wealthy people, you know, who are used to a bankrolling community, and they suffer so badly that they're so down that now they're recipients of tzedakah. They have to receive tzedakah in order to make it. It's horrible. Now think about this person. Person that's called multi-millionaire. Everybody used to come to his door. He lived in a palatial estate. And now there was an economic downturn. He lost everything. And now he's living in a one-bedroom apartment with his family. And he's got to get tzedakah in order to pay the rent for that one-bedroom apartment. How does he wake up in the morning? Yis'abel v'libo mar b'kirbo. V'chein, let's go from finances to other just horrible kinds of nisyonos that people have in life. V'chein in yifka'u shar tzoros, other tzoros. It's tire in the oath. Other tzoros, health issues, issues with shiduchim issues, children, major league nisyonos. Now listen to this. This is what I found. I wouldn't describe it. I'm describing angels over here. What are these next words of the Orcha Sadiq? I don't know if this is humanly possible. What he said. Kalvachomer, that's nothing. To lose your fortune. Kalvachomer, if you moderate in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Hishchis Darko Lefonov, who also lo Chesed, and Hashem did perform Chesed for him. Kol Shekein she yitzdarb b'kol rega. Kol Shekein you do yitzdarb b'kol rega. Now, so what this means, Hashem is that a person has the capacity to feel such remorse over doing an aveira that it overcomes losing all of one's money and everything in the world. That overcomes everything. How do you do that? How do we get there? I don't know. I don't know who's there. I don't know who's there. But he has, there's a clue here. That there's two things which is a clue. He says, Mishamar be'odon ha'godol, that's number one. And number two is also lo chesed. So to put those two together, the first place to start is odon ha'godol. Adon HaGadol. We're talking about Roman Musa, the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we don't spend time to try to fathom the Roman Musa of Hashem, which is the source, as we saw before, our whole Devekus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't spend time to try to fathom his Roman Musa, so then how is it possible? So we have to undertake him. Try little by little. Little by little. In the beginning of our journey, maybe I try very hard. Think of Hashem's majesty. So then maybe I'll feel worse than if I would have lost a $100 bill. $100 bill. I feel worse over this affair if I would have lost $100. $1,000? $100. Maybe next month. $200. I really, really work on it. Maybe next year, I'm up to $1,000 already. I feel worse. It's a process. It's a process. But the place to begin is working on our appreciation of the Romans of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the stupendous Chiddush of the Orcha Tzaddik. And I think also you see in Slichus. In Slichus, what do we say in Slichus? It's very interesting. Slichus is the tefillah that beg the Baruch Hu to forgive us. What does it say? We just look in right at the beginning of Slichus, in the long paragraph, after Kaddish. In 5 psukim, we talk about the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam 7 times. Ki gadol atah ve'oseh niflos, atah elokim levadech. Ki gadol me'al shamayim chasdech. Yad shechokim amitech. Your truth is up to the shechokim. Godol Hashem umulam od ligdulaso twice ligdulaso in chayk or again ligdulaso in chayk. There's no way to describe his godness. It's over and over that these psukim that we say in Slichus are all shouting at us about the magnificence of Hashem. Magnificence of Hashem. It could be. It's very very consistent with what we're learning in Yerachos Tzaddik. If we really want to feel it, we really want to feel what is the severity of an aveira. So the place to begin is that who are we acting that way in front of? So that's the place to begin. It's really more than that, actually. And that's the Rabbeinu Yonah in the third parak in Shari Tshuva. And when he's talking about Mitzvah's Asa, it's a Mitzvah Deraisa. With everything said and done, it's a Mitzvah Deraisa to do this. What does he say? Malos, among the mice, and among them, there are Mitzvah's Asa, which are the biggest milos that we can reach through Mitzvah's Asa. Umailos is bonin be gedulas Hashem. It's a mitzvah, d'oraisa, to be misbonin in the gedulas Hashem. If a person takes the effort, a mitzvah d'oraisa. What's the mitzvah? V'yodato hayom, Hashem osel levavecha, ki Hashem hu Elokim. That's the source of being misbonin into the godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do this. We'll have Devekas, we'll have Tshuva Shlema, and we'll be fulfilling this is the Arise. Well, and now, as long as we're talking about contemplating the godless of our Kodesh Baruch, let's do it. No, it's a good idea, no? So let's do it. I want to point three places in the Yisod V'Shosh Rabbeinu. We talk just about that. He's talking about godless Hashem, the Rome of Hashem, and how to do it. So I'll give you the first example. The first one is, when a person contemplates olamos ad ein chet. Now we're talking about outer stratosphere. We're talking about olamos, olamos, olamos. If a person could imagine not only the hundreds of billions of light years of stars out there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls each one of them by name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside it all. It is an entire sweeping universe of stars ad ein kates. But then above that, that's only this world. But then above that, olamos, olamos olyonos, just ad infinitum. You can't be massive that at all. Olamos ad ein kates. So just to fix our thoughts on that, he says, yislahiv, when a person fixes his thoughts on that, Yislahiv libo Yosef Yosef, his heart becomes ignited. Lavodes Yosef Boru Yisbarach Shemo be'ahavo atzumo ad me'ola. Migodel gadluso v'romamuso le'ein keitz v'sof v'tachlis v'cheker. It's not enough to say ein keitz. It's too much. You just can't say ein keitz. So I have to say ein keitz v'sof. That's not enough. And Kates, the Sof, the Tachos. I'm not enough here. And Kates, the Sof, the Tachos, the Cheker. Okay, we have those four. He can't say enough. He just can't, you know. You think about the Olamos, the Olamos, Olamos, the Ribono Shalom, the Ribono Shalom, I'll tell you something. How do we Makayim Avis Hashem? That's Avis Hashem. What's Avis Hashem? The Chavetz Chaim, I think Shmiras HaLashon says, the way to be Mekayim, of course, with Mekayim, we have Das for the Mitzvah, we say the Haftal, yes. But he says, Kedai once a day, at least once a day, the Chavetz Chaim says, to think about the godliness of the Ribono Shalom, awesomeness of the Ribono Shalom, and in comparison, my infinitesimal smallness, to set up that comparison. He is so vast, he is so great, I am so small, and Afal Pikin, he floods me with kindnesses, which I don't deserve, and he's mastir my affairs. Nobody knows about my affairs. He says, think about that once a day, Chafetz Chaim. If you think about that once a day, it leads you to Avas Hashem. Fix on that. So we see that it's... Okay, so this is, we're talking about the godless of Yusuf Mishra Shavoda. This is the first example. To shell, to think, to concentrate. Olamos, olamos, olamos. That's number one. Okay, the second example. Ode, he says, mi brios shel olam zeh hatachtum. From the brios of this world, yochal adam lehisbonim gadmuso, romumuso, v'godel tovasov niflos of shel avor yisbon. She miti pasrucha. Yishave b'mei anekeva vlad im evarim chitzonim pnim. What? How does that happen? From a tipa srucha, in the womb of a woman, you have a child, you have an embryo, you have a child who is with his evarim chitzoniim upniim, with all of the evarim, all of the organs, everything he has, complete. He says, Gevuras Hashem, Gevuras Hashem, just Gevuras Hashem, Gevuras Hashem. And there's nothing to say. Rebbeinu Shlomo is Nisa. He quotes the Zohar. The Hebrew translation of the Zohar is, Umiyom Shehoisha Misaberes, from the day that a woman is Misaberes, Ad Hayom Sheyoledes, to the day she gives birth, Ein Vnei Adam Yodi Maisim Shalakos. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows. Nobody knows the Maisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamehim Gedolim. Kamehim Elyonim, says the Zohar. This is what it says. Moravu Masech Hashem. Okay. That's the second reflection. So the first reflection is Olomos, 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 I aim cakes for Tachlis, for Cheker. So the second one is the embryo, a little one more. Every blade of grass. He quotes the Zohar again. Ubo ure'e, ein esev ve'esev. There's no blade of grass. I know they ba'aretz. Shelo tiyeh b'chochma rabba v'koach gadol v'shamayim. Says the Zohar. This is Zohar. That's how the Zohar it describes every blade of grass. It's not a blade that's without chochma rabba v'koach gadol v'shamayim. So in these ways, you know, this is just training us. So when I stand, we stand in front of Shemar Esrei, well, we take three steps forward. We're going in front of a king. I'm approaching a king. So we take three steps forward. We're going with a strong leg. We're going to go to advance to the king. Come back, and Eved, who's going away from his master. So I think I'm approaching the king, and I'm leaving like an Eved leaving his master. So it's just the images of the king. Who is the king? Who's the king? He's the king that created all of this. So it helps us. Now we come return. I just want one more thing. Yotze Or. I didn't see anything so Shor Shavuot, but it occurred to me. Yotzir, he says that actually, I think elsewhere. Yotzir or Mavurei Choshech. Well, that's a treasure. Yotzir or Mavurei Choshech. The bracha after Shema, after the bracha, the first bracha. What are we saying over here? Yishtabach shim hoload malkin yotzir, misharsim. We talk about the misharsim Hashem. Misharsim kulam omdim beruma, the summit of the universe, the malachim. A malachim. The Malachim, how they quake in front of Hashem. They're so frightened of the Ribbono Shel Olam, all the Malachim. Elokim Chayim Melech Olam Kulam Ahuvim Berurim Giborim Osim the aim of Yira Ritzon Kam. They Mamad the Ratzon Hashem. They're awestruck by the Ribbono Shel Olam. A great noise, the Malachim. The Rosh Godel, Misnasim, Ulas Rafim, Mosam, Shachim, and Baruch Hashem Yinkom. I heard once somebody told me, Pirish, we know where Hashem's Malachim is. Wherever it is, Baruch Kabbalah Hashem Yinkom, from his place, then what they see, but who can know where Hashem is, quote unquote, a place is? Who can know that? Malachim don't know that either. Yinkom, wherever his place is. So that's another way of contemplating the godless of Hashem, just by taking the brachas, by going in there. Ashrei, gadol Hashem u'muhul olmet. Oh, ligdu aso ein cheker. He said, "We said that ligdu aso ein cheker." And these are ways of deepening our appreciation. Now, particular it's about Rosh Hashanah. How this now relates, I want to draw it more closely. Until now, we're talking about tshuva and dveikus b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to talk now about Rosh Hashanah. You know what Rav Sanji Gaon, one of the 10 symbolisms is because this is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And HaKadosh became Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Melech over the world on Rosh Hashanah. So in times of old, they would mark the ascent to the throne by blowing the trumpets. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochol, ascended to the throne of the universe on Rosh Hashanah. Now he has servants. So therefore, we blow the trashof. It doesn't stop there. It's an English translation from the Book of Our Heritage, phenomenal Sefer. It says like this. The Rav Sanji doesn't stop there. We don't just commemorate things. Oh, it's a nice commemoration. Hashem became new. So what does that do with you? What's it got to do with me? We have to internalize it now. So Hashem became king on this day. Yes. Okay, now. So he says, so we have to accept the Creator's sovereignty upon ourselves. If Hashem is the king, then I'm a servant. So I have to accept the sovereignty. So that's what we should be thinking. Thinking of when we hear the shofar, Hashem is the melech. We're announcing the coronation of the king, and that makes me his abbot. I'm an abbot to the king. So now that's an opportunity now to be mekabel o malchus shamayim. When you hear the shofar, you mekabel o malchus shamayim. Okay, what does that mean? What does it mean to be mekabel o malchus shamayim? Now I'm going to get back. By the way, I just want to go into a little bit in the concept of kabbalas o malchus shamayim, which we should take advantage of when we hear the shofar. Hashem is the melech. I'm his servant. I want to go into it a little bit, but I'm going to take back to the main theme we're talking about, the godless and the wrongness of Hashem, and how that works into this. I want to say Avram Erlanger, Shulta. He says, Akash, in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Ech, Omer Rebbe Yeshua ben Korcho, Lama Kadar Parsha Shema Levoim Shema. Why does Shema come before V'hoyim Shemoa? Kedesh Yekabel Olov O Malchus Shemayim Techila. That's why Shema comes first, because you have to be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim Techila. Achar Kach Yekabel Olov O Mitzvot. So Rav Erlanger wants to know, Ma Bein O Malchus Shemayim Bein O Mitzvot? What's the difference? L'chora, O Mitzvot Zuhet Gufa O Malchus Shemayim. When I do the mitzvah, I'm a kabbalah by myself. Oh, Malchus Shemayim. When I do the mitzvah, so it's a separate thing. All mitzvahs, all Malchus Shemayim. This is what he said. Right? His mamash is so this. Ella, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach is like this. Malam dimosom. This all Malchus Shemayim. Kabbal all Malchus Shemayim. She all Malchus Shemayim who inyan b'fnei atzma hakodem leol mitzvahs. It comes before all mitzvahs. Umahu O Malchus Shemayim. What is O Malchus Shemayim? Who emuno habrura shakodesh baruch hu yochid u'miyuchad. The brura, the emuno brura that Hashem is yochid u'miyuchad, borei umanhig b'kol rega, mikiven shehu habore. Since Hashem is the borei, lefikach hu habayim. And that makes him the baal. That makes him the owner. He owns everything in the universe. Lasos libriyo, kol masharotze, to do with the world what he wants. He's the boner. Who's going to argue with the boner? Hashem created the world. I think you want to live here. I create a house. I build a house. You want to be a tenant in my house? You listen to what I say. I make the rules. So therefore, everybody is in a nivra from the boner shalom. So therefore, he can do lasos bria, kol masharotza, whatever he wants. Now here's what he says. V'kableinu oleinu o malchus shamayim. When we accept upon ourselves o malchus shamayim, onu makirin v'kach, we recognize shehu yisbarach hu ha-melech. Hashem's the melech. Hu ha-borei, he's the borei, v'akol batel umas ritzono. Everything is bottled, connected his ratzon. And then this last line is
it's riveting. The onu mekablim oleinu sheyase imanu kitzon. And he'll do with us whatever he wants. Whatever he wants. That's all for Hashem. Hashem, you'll do with me whatever you want. And I'm a kabbalah. Whatever you want. I have no preconceived conditions. I'm an Eved, and you're the Bore, you're the Adam, you're the Melech, you decide what is. Me, I'm in this world, and I go along with whatever you say. This is a very, very, very powerful method, which can weather any kind of storm. Any kind of storm that exists in this world can be weathered. I'm an Eved and I'm a Kabbalah with Baruch Hashem. Kabbalah with Eved, you say. That's all Baruch Hashem. We find Lamaisa, Elio Rabba. Elio Rabba is discussing, so why is Slichas when Rosh Hashanah falls out early in the week? So we have to say Slichas starting the Motzei Shabbos before. Why? Because you have to say Slichas at least for 4 days. Why? So the Elio Rabba says like this. He says, in the other Karbonos, it says, V'hikrav tem ol. By the other Karbonos in Parshas Pinchas, it says, V'hikrav tem ol. But not so by the Korban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. By the Rosh Hashanah, it says, V'asisem ol. V'asisem, you shall make. Listen to the words of Elio Rabba. Lalamed Sheberosh Hashanah Yase Adam Ke'ilu Makrives Atzmo Lashem. I makriv myself to him. That's right. I see him over. Yase himself into an ol. He makes himself into an ol. I'm the ol. There's a big mizbeach. I'm climbing on your mizbeach and I'm lying down on the mizbeach. Do with me what you want. I make myself into an ol. This is what Rabbi Elio was saying. That's Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim. I'm a Kabbalah anything. And then he continues, Lachain, that's why Kavu Arba Yomim, the Bidikas Mume Chatoso, that's what we have to have 4 days. We have to be examining ourselves from Mume. We have to examine for 4 days, like difficult and best time. We have to examine ourselves from Mume. And then after that, we get after the Shema on my Mume. So that's why, it says, I'm going to bring to you an amazing. I'm giving an example of this. It's a very, very stark example. What are we talking about? Story goes back 2.5 years ago. In the fire in the Sassoon house in Brooklyn, we know there were 7 children perishing in the fire. I have here in a magazine article on the farm, Gavriel Sassoon. Now, as I read from this article, be thinking, Kabbalas Omal Chishimah, what does it mean? I makriv myself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Your will, I'm a Kabbal, whatever you say, Ribbono Shel Olam. Listen to this. It was on Shabbat, he wasn't there. He's always there, he's always known. But he had a training seminar in Brooklyn, in Manhattan. The family lived in Brooklyn. He went to Manhattan. He wasn't there. Shabbos morning, the police came. It was after davening Shabbos morning. They said, you have to come with us. He said, Shabbos, I can't come. He said, it's an emergency. Your wife and daughter are in the hospital. So he went. I heard that, I got into it. But they didn't take me to the hospital. They took me to the police station. So I asked them, why are you taking me to the police station? You have to take me to the hospital. First, we have to ask some questions. They wanted to know the birthdays of all the children, as well as other information. I said, can't we do this later? Well, let's go to the hospital. I was very nervous because I knew that if the police had come for me, I knew it had to be serious. I realized later they were stalling. They were stalling for time. They were waiting for my brother-in-law, who lives in Manhattan, to get there and break the news to me. A short time later, he showed up with Yanky Meyer from Misovskin and told me what happened. Now listen to this. I was in so much pain, I was just screaming. I couldn't cry. I was screaming and screaming. There was a guy from Hatzolah who wanted to give me a shot, but I told him I didn't want it. Why not? Because I told myself that it was Avodat Hashem, and I didn't want to rely on things like a shot. I kept telling myself, it's Avodat Hashem. He didn't want the sensation of the pain to be lessened artificially. This is my Avodas Hashem. My Avodas Hashem, if I should feel pain. I don't want to dump. I'm being Ovid Hashem right now. I'm being Mekabel Omal HaShemayim right now. This is my Avoda right now. This is my Avoda right now. My Avoda is to suffer. I'm a Kabbal, that Avoda. I don't want to dull it. I want to live it. I want to live this Avoda. So I wouldn't take the shot. How does this happen? How does this desire to serve Hashem, in which nothing else matters? It's just the avodah. I just want to serve you, Ribono Shel. I just want to serve you. How does that happen without reflecting on the Ribono Shel? Reflecting upon His majesty, reflecting upon His love, reflecting upon His greatness, everything. This is what a person can rise to. We have a few more minutes. I finished this year on the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We start with Dveikus Hashem, Tshuva Shlema, developing adoration, the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, kind of accepting upon myself Hashem's Malchus, the crown of Hashem's Malchus. I can this part of the Shema. The second part, just briefly, I'm going to something else. Chipus Drachov. The Orcha Sadikim says that one of the reasons why we have to analyze our ways is also part of tshuva. Chipus drachov. One of the reasons is to make gedorim. Can they lasos goder lihizoher meosam devorim shneishavim? It's an amazing, amazing feeling of chizuk to progress, to feel like I'm taking myself in here. To make a step, my Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Mekadosh Livracha in Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva, the believers, he said like this: a person, especially during Yom Kippur, has to be very careful that he doesn't get down. We spoke about that before. He's going through all of the things he did wrong, all the terrible things. It could lead us down. No, can't be. The Yetzer Hara wants to throw us down and step on us until we're crushed. You can't do that. I'm not going that way. What do I do? Let's say I did something really wrong. So what do I do? So the Rosh Hashiva advised, he said, pick a mitzvah, do something positive as a response to the aveira that was committed. Do something positive. So therefore, so then if we ever begin to feel down on what I do, I can say, yeah, but wait a minute, but it's spurring me on to do this. I can focus on what I'm doing positive. And that leads me up.
and there's nothing, presumably, let's say, that is as uplifting as progress, uplifting when a person thinks he's making progress. When we chart ourselves, cheshbon nefesh, when we chart, how we're going, and then I say, oh, I need to improve in this area. Okay, what are you going to do? Make a gather. What are you going to do? Don't leave it at that. Okay, I don't know. Think about it. What are you going to do? All right, I'll do this tikkun, this tikkun. Put it down, and then look at it and see how you're doing. Keep a cheshbon. How are you going? Make a gather. That's what the Aruch HaSadim said. Make a gather. And so therefore, as we go along, we're so mechuzik. You know why? Because we're in the driver's seat of our own lives. When we take a cheshbon and we put things into action, and we're directing our lives. We're in the driver's seat. And there's nothing better than that. It's a feeling of it's empowering. It's really a tremendous joy. And that brings us to the joy of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a joy. It's a joy. Be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, together with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When Maariv begins on Rosh Hashanah and the Chazan begins to chant the melody of Rosh Hashanah, and they would write, it's like the heavens opening up, the Ribbono Shel Olam is by the Kisei HaKavod and the world. It's the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so intense at that time. The joy to be such in proximity to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a time to look and to gather ourselves together and to make amends, but not to lose sight of the tremendous joy of Aseres Yemei Teshuva and that Kura Mitzvah of Yeshua. We hope, Rabbosai, we're living in times where we don't know. We don't know who knows anything that's going to be. It's a very, very precious and very special time. And who knows the tefillahs, our tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah, with all of the effort that we put in trying to imagine the majesty and the ownership, try to be dovek to Hashem on a little bit of a higher level. And who knows where that could lead? And who knows what it depends on any one of us, by the way? Who knows that any one of us might be the one to make a change in the whole destiny of cause. We don't know, it's not in our ability to know. But every one of us is so precious in the eyes of God, and our tefillahs and our striving is also precious. And who knows, together, beseeching the Ribbono Shel Olam and his bruch, that he should bring the day soon, let it be in Tavshin a base, and she should bring the long awaited day of the arrival of Mashiach to Canaan here. Thank you.